This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Flight delays and cancellations cost airlines billions of dollars a year, and since our time is also worth something, it costs passengers enormous amounts as well. But what if better weather data, info gathered by the planes themselves, could help mitigate delays? Kate Davidson reports.
Let's start with the old-school way of collecting data for weather forecasts. It's 6:30 a.m. at a National Weather Service post in Sterling, Virginia.
What we're doing now is getting the helium to flow into the balloon.
Meteorologist Kevin Witt is inflating a 6-foot weather balloon. These balloons float into the sky twice a day from about 90 sites, carrying instruments that send back pressure, temperature, and humidity data. We're launching this balloon near Dulles Airport. So Witt calls to clear it.
SI Weather Service, can release the balloon, please? Okay, thanks.
It just so happens planes flying through Dulles could also be collecting weather data. The government has long partnered with airlines to measure temperature and wind during flights. More recently, Southwest Airlines and UPS have installed sensors that measure water vapor, just like balloons do. But unlike balloons, which provide a snapshot in time, planes create a moving picture as they take off and land. Steve Pritchett manages the program for the Weather Service.
Without the aircraft observations, the models are only receiving data every 12 hours.
Remember, balloons launch twice a day. So let's say a thunderstorm is projected to hit Dulles at 3 p.m. A plane might send real-time info that, no, the air mass is drier. No storm likely.
And I don't have to wait 12 hours to determine that. I can see it because I have an observation coming in this hour from an aircraft.
He says major airports in L.A., Seattle, and Houston don't even have balloon stations within 100 miles. But they do have Southwest. Its chief meteorologist, Rick Curtis, says it's equipped some 90 planes and counting with the water vapor sensors.
In late November of this past year, we were able to use that information to determine whether or not an ice storm was going to affect Dallas.
Dallas, not Dulles. Curtis says Southwest looked at the atmospheric data, saw less moisture, warmer layers, and kept flying.
It saved the mass wholesale cancellations of an event like that as something that's commonplace when you see an ice storm come to a southern city.
And that saves money. Economist Kevin Niels of the Brattle Group worked on a 2010 study that found delays cost airlines as much as $8 billion a year. As for the passengers?
We estimated that the cost to the people was twice as much as the cost to the airlines.
Right now, the government pays for the water vapor sensors. Steve Pritchett of the National Weather Service says it's worth it. The only drawback of relying on planes for data is you can't tell them where to fly. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.